is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Momentum Monday. We hope that your morning is off to a great start, but let me just remind you that if you want to reach out and connect with Team OPT, you can do so at our offices located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. And our address is going to be changing really soon, huh, DC?
Yes, it is.
It's going to be changing simply because we are growing, but we'll let you know. But for now, if you have any correspondence, any information, please connect with us at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can go to our website, once again, www.onpointcxmas.com. Just simply click the contact form. You can send us a message, and it'll go directly into our email. Or you can phone us at 318-445-5658. And let us just say, DC, that we have been having a lot of folk reach out to us with things that they're interested in, show ideas, and just all sorts of information.
Absolutely.
And so we really, really do appreciate that. Also want to remind everyone, as you're getting your work morning, your work week started, that school buses are rolling and those school zones are in effect. So as you're traveling in, make sure that you stay engaged. Make sure, you know what, I just have to say it. Even though a lot of people are not taking heed, staying off mobile devices while you're traveling in, they are just absolutely distractions. And we just don't want anything to happen. And you end up saying, all I had to do was. You know, we remind you about the South Traffic Circle. There are always accidents in the circle. And just accidents everywhere. There's a lot of road construction going on, which means that our city is growing and going. Lots more traffic. And so with all of that happening, we've got to remind you to make sure that you stay on point. Watch out for yourself as well as others. And remember, kids are out for summer vacation. lots of kids everywhere. More bicycles. We're seeing more kids on skateboards and bicycles than ever before. And it's absolutely refreshing, but it can also be very, very cumbersome to those of us who are not used to having kids out all day. So as you're going about your day, as you're traveling in, we want to make sure that you're watching out, not just in the mornings, but all day long. Now, as you're getting your morning started, we hope that you had an incredible, incredible weekend. And this is what we've noticed about people. People start dreading Monday, DC, on Saturday evening. Just start dreading it. Well, you know what? We've got to get out of those habits. We've got to get out of those old mindsets and those ways of thinking. And we've got to enjoy the moment. You know, I talked about last week, just being able to just be comfortable, be peaceful, be joyful right where you are. Y'all, it's Momentum Monday. And if you don't feel the momentum, stop for about 30 seconds. Take a deep, deep cleansing breath. And simply blow it out. Find your center. Find that place of peace and comfort. And begin to tell yourself that you're filling your brain and your body with good, positive energy. Now, I know for some of you it's hard, especially depending on what you're listening to in the morning and whom you're listening to. Sometimes things can go into your psyche that are just absolutely toxic. I mean, toxic.
Toxic.
DC had a look on his face when I said toxic, man. That just
starts you off bad.
And so how do you usher that out, DC, and get into a flow that gives you good, positive energy?
The best thing I could say about something like that is don't let it go in.
Mm.
You know you're going to be challenged with some of that stuff.
With toxicity.
Exactly. The best thing you could do is block it out. You know, you don't let it in, you know, that way you won't have to be dealing with it like that, because it's hard. Once that stuff gets into your psyche,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to empty, you
mm-hmm.
know. You just have to, you know, you have to have the proper training to just get that stuff out of you. You know, you can call on God and ask,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
to remove that garbage.
Right.
You know, from your psyche.
And you know what? We have to do it every single morning. We have to refresh ourselves. We have to make sure that we've got good, positive energy. And we have to make sure that we don't allow those things that are toxic to come into our space. And sometimes you just can't help it. But you know what? We try to usher all of those things out and usher in a good, positive atmosphere that will give you great energy, that will get your work day and your work week off to a great start. I'm telling you, when you start with all those negative things in the morning, DC, it's just like a train wreck.
Absolutely. That's why we believe here this is smart talk mm-hmm. for smart people.
Absolutely. Hey,
if you're listening, you're smart.
Hey, let's get a quick break here, everybody. You're on point. The official OPT Network. It's Momentum Monday, and it's 7:43. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. We hope that you are getting your momentum for this Momentum Monday. If you're just getting started, it's 7:48. Today, of course, I can't believe it. Summer kicked off on Friday. It's June 24th already. And let me just say that this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions. Amerigroup, we just can't say enough about Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing the best health care, thousands of network doctors and specialists to choose from, hospitals in your service areas, plus health checks and screenings, immunizations, rides to the doctors, eye care for kids under 21, plus so much more. Also, Daryl's Auto Service. Can't say enough about Brother and his team at Daryl's. Listen, if you need vehicle repair that you can trust, that is going to be absolutely what you need and affordable, Daryl's Auto Service is where you should start first. The number to phone, 318-443-5741, and Be Unique Hair Salon. Nora Clayton and her team, phone Tuesday through Saturday for an appointment. Now, let me tell you, It's always great when you can find somebody, especially if you're just venturing into the OPT network and you're one of those ladies that's trying to find a hair salon. You're trying to find the right person. And you know, one of the things that I found, DC and I used to move around a lot. The hardest thing to do is to find a salon that doesn't take all your hair out or most of your hair out at first. Well, you can find that at Be Unique Hair Salon. Nora has got that old-fashioned, what they call the, she's got a growing hand. She understands hair, and she does everything that is needed to make sure that your hair remains on your head. Healthy hair, great style, great cuts, but the best thing of all, DC, great conversation. We're going to be having more salon talk really soon because a lot of conversation comes from the salon. Let me give you the number, ladies. 318-442-7204. Now, switching gears, but not too much about ladies and talk. You know what? We have still been feasting and just really, really talking a lot about the Wiley sisters on Real Women Real Talk Friday. We got so much incredible feedback. Lots of people have known the Wileys DC for years and years and years, known that they've come from a big family. But I'm going to tell you, every single time that you produce a show, it's always great chemistry with the women that come in. And we say to the women in the beginning, the only thing that is required is your truth. That you just give what you have. And every single conversation on Fridays of Real Women Real Talk produces that. And Friday was no different, DC.
Yes, it was absolutely wonderful. It really was. And Carlette, I'm going to tell you, there are women and stories around Central Louisiana like those that we would like to hear from people about. And, you know, I think to some degree, a lot of people are sort of have a phobia about coming on the radio. It is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
A caveman can do it.
Cavewoman.
Oh, a cavewoman, yeah. You know, I mean, you know, if you have a inkling to come and share on Real Women Real Talk, we'd love to have you. I mean, because, you know, it is the equivalent of people calling into our program because we don't do a lot of calls. We're just not that type of show. But we are the type of show who like to get people into the studio and just let them say how they feel about certain topics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you feel that you have what it takes to do that, you know, simply contact us at the On Point Talk office at 318-445-5658. 445-5658. Or you can simply go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to the entry form and just say whatever you need to say. We will get it.
Absolutely.
And we'll be more than happy to have you.
And you know what, DC? Your list of women is growing exponentially.
It's broad. I have a, you know, and I'm doing so many other things. There's so many women that I'd like to contact to add to the list and maybe call you in. But it so much stuff escapes me once I start working and once I start, you know, kind of doing other things that go along with, you know, having the show be what it is, you know, that, you know, a simple phone call from folks would really, you know, jolt me into where I would really like to be. And that is having a really, really broad list to where I can just go in, you know, get your name. A lot of people, if you're in the, let's say if you're in Winfield or if you're in Monroe and you would like to join Real Women Real Talk, that's not a problem because we can bring you in via the telephone. You really don't have to come into the studio. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people really don't know. A lot of times when we do our ladies from California or Montana or New York or Houston or Baton Rouge, they just call in and we can put you in via conference call and also, you know, bring you into the conversation. So if you feel that that is that the Real Women Real Talk conversations, you're sitting at home and you're actually talking to and giving your opinion, you need to link up to us.
And, you know, a lot of people, DC, are a little bit, like you said, apprehensive about it. It's just a conversation of women. And what we understand about what we do, DC, is that this is a connections network. And that's what it was ordained to be. And it's connecting people from all parts of the country.
Absolutely.
And some people believe that if they don't have like opinions, that they won't fit in.
Absolutely. Your opinion is your opinion. It doesn't have to be the same as everyone else. What we're noticing, though, is with the women, a lot of the women are from different backgrounds, but they think a lot alike.
Mm-hmm.
And the opinions are a lot of times similar. And from time to time, you have some different opinions, but not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, it really makes for good talk. And if you feel that you are a good talker, and what we're finding, too, people who are not so good talkers, who are really compassionate about the topics that we're talking about, just are much better talkers than even they even know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
And it's just about being passionate or compassionate or wanting to just espouse your opinion, talk about how you feel about various different situations. And I don't know, I say this every Friday.
Yeah.
Every Friday. Thesha, Marie, Hollywood, we have been talking about you guys literally all weekend.
Absolutely. And it was a real, first it started off real fun, and then it went into some places that we never would have imagined it could have gone. And I'm going to tell you, you know, that's why we love Real Women, Real Talk Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you have to tune into them, because you never know. You never know who's going to be here and what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
It is that. It's just a real interesting conversation platform.
It absolutely
that's
is.
That's what it is.
And I think that's the best way to put it. It is an interesting conversation platform. And if DC has not contacted you, do not feel slighted. You know, I said earlier, DC, that we're going to be moving our offices. Because
yes.
We are growing.
Absolutely.
And we're not complaining about that. That is a blessing. That just means that we are growing, going and growing.
Absolutely. Our office is, we've actually outgrown our office, and we're having to move into a bigger space. So we're going to be moving. We're going to be in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
We're just moving to a different building in the Chandler Corporation. So, and big ups to the Chandler Corporation, because they do a wonderful job. You know, they clean, you know, we've got cleaning services.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, you basically just lease from them and they take care of all the minor details.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the grounds.
Absolutely wonderful people to deal with.
Everything immaculate. And one of the things that Frank said, and I love, he said, you know what, it's our job to make sure that when you come in, you're ready to work. And every single morning, it is absolutely refreshing to go into the office.
Man, it is, Carlette. And let me just say this, Carlette, while
sure.
I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Absolutely nothing to do
okay.
with what we're talking about. But right around the corner from the Chandler Corporation is Custom Propeller. They fix boats. That's a boat repair shop that they have right there on
Lee Street
and MacArthur. Right by the McDonald's there, right in that intersection right there. If you happen to see a nice white Ranger boat with a 40 motor on it and you're interested in a nice little rig, that's my boat, my other boat that I have. I've been neglecting to put it out for sale for the last few months since I got my new one. So if you're out there and you're interested in a boat, go over there and speak with Mark. He'll
mm-hmm.
take care of it for you. I'm basically just going to let somebody own it.
Uh-huh.
You know, for a little bit of nothing.
Uh-huh.
So if you're interested in a boat, you like fishing, like I do,
mm-hmm.
and you need a nice little starter rig, it is go over to Custom Propeller, holler at Mark, and he'll be more than happy to show you the boat and let you check it out and put you in touch with me, and we'll make a deal with you on it.
And it's a nice, neat rig, but I
yes,
think
it is.
Mark is not open on Mondays, so starting tomorrow.
Well, whenever you see him open, he'll have the boat out front. It's white. Okay, it's a Ranger Cherokee boat, nice little crappie rig. I mean, it is a nice little rig.
Speaking of crappie rigs, we fished. I guess people say, you know, I'm tired of hearing you guys fish. Somebody asked me, they said, you guys, is that all you do? Well,
yeah.
DC absolutely loves fishing. I love being out on the water. And if you could see our office and our office space, you know what? We have been so immensely blessed from
yes.
people from all parts of the country. And we literally, once we started the show, DC, we're getting people's information and books literally from all across
yes.
the country. And so fishing for me and being out on the water is a refuge where I can go out and just relax and read. And what we tell our authors when we decide, when the producers decide, and we've got virtual producers from all across the country, But when we get things that we believe is going to bless you and impart information for you that is smart talk for you smart people, then we bring those people. But there are three criteria. It must encourage, it must uplift, and it must enlighten you.
Absolutely.
So while we're fishing, while DC is fishing, my sister said, well, wow, y'all got a haul. That's a mess of fish for one person, because Deuce didn't fish this weekend. But you absolutely love it.
Yeah, absolutely love it. And now I'm going early. I start off white perch.
Oh, my goodness.
Snag about 20 white perch. Then I move over to brim territory once it gets a little hot.
I'm going to tell
you. But, you know, I'm doing it all. I guess you could say I'm a hog out there. Because a lot of people, white perch fishermen, they white perch once it's over.
And they go home.
Right. Brim fishing, they go out there and catch a pile of them, and that's done. I like to do both. Because I like, I just like being out on the open water, on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely beautiful. It is gorgeous out at Celine Larkin.
What do you think you love about it so much, DC?
I love the serenity of it, and I love being at one with nature, and I love the competitor in me. I like hunting,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't like hunting with a gun. And I might like hunting with a gun. I've just never hunted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I like fishing. To like is an understatement.
Right.
I absolutely love it.
And so we went out once again, 3:30 in the morning, and got a really nice haul of fish. The white perch are seemingly very slow at this time of the year. It seems
They're not. Well, and depending on, you know, they had a full moon. You know, most people said they weren't going to catch any. And,
forget about it.
I still caught 20, but, you know.
We talked about the full moon Saturday morning. And then, you know, I'm thinking, what in the world is he talking about? Then as I'm out there. Now, ladies, if you ever go in the boat, you know there's boat etiquette. You just sort of listen. And then so all of the fishermen, I don't know if this is like superstition or what, but all of the fishermen were talking about they didn't know what the fish were going to do because it was a full moon. I'm like, what's up with that? Who cares?
Well, I think.
I mean, really.
Fishermen do. The fishermen care. But I think, though, Carlette, you know, they believe that the fish can see at night. And they. Now, I don't know that to be a fact. Uh-huh. That's just what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh.
You know, when it's a full moon, it's lit up. The lake is lit up.
Uh-huh.
And so when it's a full moon, they don't say they don't bite. They just say they're going to bite later in
mm-hmm,
the day
mm-hmm.
because most of them have been eating all night because it's been
been a full moon.
It's been a full moon.
And let me just say that you really give a lot of the fish away, and much of the fish away, and you gave the Wileys some fish because Marie, or Dolores Marie,
right.
People know her as Marie.
From California.
She lives in California, and you said, you know, I know she hadn't been getting down on no white perch.
No, if she grew up in the country like they did, I know she knows about the white perch
mm-hmm.
and the brim, but I don't know if anybody had blessed her with any since she had been home.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to go ahead and take care of her.
Some slabs. You gave him some slabs.
I gave her slabs and Rachel's.
And Rachel's.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Because they did a wonderful job, and that's not why I did it. Because, you know, Thesha is just such a sweet person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she and Hollywood, you know, they sponsor our program here. They're always there when you need them. And she was the one that actually helped to bring them in and
mm-hmm.
bring them up.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember when they were migrating over to California, a lot of the family,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I didn't know Dolores.
Right.
And you know, she's been anchoring down in that family, man.
And, you know, we just want to say to Dolores as well, Marie, that we just believe God that she'll have a safe flight home. She's flying out today, probably maybe as we speak.
Yes. There,
she's probably at the airport or maybe even lifted off. But what we got from the listeners, if the Wileys are listening, is we got such response of people feeling their own spiritual renewals through your life and your stories and the way that you were just so giving. And all of our women, DC, on Real Women, Real Talk, are giving of themselves.
Absolutely.
And that's really what it's about. It's about sharing your experiences, even your pain, to help others.
Absolutely. And that's what we like for people to get when they hear the program here. There is something that you can take away from it that's going to uplift you, encourage you, enlighten you,
mm-hmm.
and help you to live your life better on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. And this morning, what I want to talk about is that very thing. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, everybody, we're going to be talking about living with a sense of urgency. You're on point, and this is Smart Talk for Smart People. Stay with us. We're back after this.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart Talk for smart people.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. It's absolutely a momentum Monday for us, and we hope that it is for you as well. This segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort for more than 20 years. The number to phone for more information, 318-443-9524. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play. and of Oyles Parish, McDonald's of Alexandria, also Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. We're getting lots and lots of calls. We want to encourage you to connect with the City of Alexandria Diversity in Action. Great program. Get wired satellites and get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, she and her team are serving of Oyles Parish. The number to phone for home, auto, or life insurance is 318-487-1881. Now, this morning, if you're just getting started, we hope that your momentum is up and going. We hope that if you have allowed the toxic things of the morning and of life to get in already, that you begin to usher that out and begin to fill your mind with good, positive thoughts that are going to help you not only through your day, but through your week. It's 15 after 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and it's 9:15 Eastern Time. Today, of course, is June the 24th. And what we're talking about is living with a sense of urgency. And as we read this article, it just really gave us pause. And I know I use that word a lot, but sometimes you can just read things that make you just stop. We have had so many friends, I mean so many young friends, young people that we have lost in this year alone and in the last few years. And so this article written in the Huffington Post by Stephanie Zamora just gave us a real sense of wanting to share it with you. And she says, you know, there was a quote that she started with that says, thinking about death will clarify your life. And Candy Chang is the author of that quote. And then Stephanie goes on to say, it's true that in today's world, it's frowned upon to think about or even talk about death. After all, sometimes it seems like such a morbid topic for conversation. But Chang believes, and this is the author of the quote, that if more people took the time to think about the fact that one day we will all die, they'd be living completely different lives. And the article was so apropos because on Friday, I had gone to my seamstress, and just got to send big kudos, big shout outs for Carolyn Good. She owns Stitches. She is an incredible, incredible seamstress. And she and I were talking about slowing down and talking about, you know, taking care of yourself. And all of those things are good. And so on Friday, what I did, I slowed for a moment and I went to Cabrini Hospital, to the Cabrini Women's Center, and I had a massage. I took that time to just stop. And let me tell you something, the spa at Cabrini, getting off on a little side note, is absolutely incredible. Christian is my masseuse, and she does an amazing job. But I said to Carolyn in that conversation, I will have plenty of time to slow down and sleep when I die. And I know it sounded like an off-the-cuff kind of remark, but what is true is that we will all die. And if you believe God and you're saved, you'll go to heaven and you'll have eternal rest. And so this article made me really think about living with a sense of urgency. And she said one of those people, she's one of those people that lives with a hyper awareness of death, but not in a bad way. And what she was saying is she doesn't live in a constant state of stress or fear or depression. No, she means that she lives with a strong sense of urgency to live out her life in purpose and on purpose and to connect deeply and not waste time on things that really don't matter. And for a lot of people, we're not living with a sense of urgency. We're saying to ourselves, I've got time for that. I don't have to do it now. And so I started wondering as I read this article, where is our sense of urgency? She said, instead of spending time with the people that they love and cultivating deep, meaningful connections, people worry about other things like what people think of them. They spend hours in front of the TV, or they don't prioritize their external obligations over the people that really matter to them. And so one of the things that we're seeing with so many young people dying is that we need to be cultivating those relationships that really matter. And then there were a lot of people, and I think Friday's Real Women, Real Talk really made me start thinking about family and friends more. One of the things that Marie said that I thought was so poignant, DC, was she said that she is the eldest, but she said there is never a critical spirit when they're trying to help the other family members along. And sometimes we can be so critical of people that we forget to love them right where they are. And she says, really, living without this sense of urgency causes people to mentally check out of life. And I said, wow, how many of us have mentally checked out of life? You see, we forget to focus on the energy of what's good and what's important. And we forget to reevaluate the importance of life and why we're here. And she said something so powerful about her mission and her purpose and being able to connect with that. And so many people are unable to connect with why they're here. And so this is something that DC and I have been doing for a while. We have really been connected to Deuce Christmas. We have been really heightened in our awareness as we walk into and travel along what we believe our purpose and our calling is. We want to bring our 13-year-old along as well. And we have been having conversations in our family where one of the things that we did was we took the video game completely out of our home, not just out of the room, but out of our home. Because there are so many distractions in life that prevent you from living with a sense of urgency, that prevent you from finding your purpose. And what DC and I realized as adults is that it took us a while to find our purpose and to find and start to live with a sense of urgency, not just letting things fall by the wayside, not continuing to work at jobs that were unfulfilling to simply pay the bills, but to step out, and you know I say it all the time, to step out of the boat and trust that if God gave us a purpose, that he would ordain that purpose and that he would provide for the purpose. Well, what we started realizing is that with a 13-year-old, we don't want him to become a full-grown man not knowing why he's on the planet. And so last night we were having a conversation with Deuce Christmas, and I started to talk to him about dreaming, about what he was dreaming of, about what he saw for himself in the future. And what DC and I are finding, and articles have bore it out, is that our kids are not nearly as engaged in life with all of the technology that is available. And parents, we have got to be the catalyst for connecting them. We have got to be the conduit through which our kids flow through to find their way. But we too have got to be on the path of purpose. We can't be living a life of drudgery and expect to help our kids to find their gifts and their talents. Now, some of us live vicariously through our kids because we simply feel that it's too late. Well, what I am suggesting this morning is just what Stephanie Zamora's article says, that each of us, even our kids, should be thinking about living with a sense of urgency. You see, at the end of the day, I don't want to leave the world. I don't want to die with everything that God put in me never excavated, never dug out, never given to the world. You see, unless and until we have these conversations here on the air and with ourselves, we never will begin to think about why we're here and what we have. And then so what DC and I did last night, because church was so incredible yesterday about asking God for what you need. So then we went home and we went to the Bible and we pulled up the scripture that talked about the talents. And it's a parable. And of course, Deuce is at a Christian school, so he was familiar with it. But then we began to talk about it. And as we talk to our kids and minister to our kids, we also minister to ourselves. You see, we don't want to be like the person that was given the talent and buried it. We want to be, and we want our kids to be, like the ones who went and multiplied their talents. And then he said, so what does that really mean, or their talents? Because it was, in the scripture, it was like God had given them money. But I said, really, he's given them this money, but he has told them to go out and really be an entrepreneur. Really be a catalyst to turn that money over so that he could understand it, because he really understands money. He works, he has his own account, and he understands money. So that was something that he could understand. And so what he understood was the person that was given the one talent that buried it and went and dug it up, dug the money up and said, here it is back. That gift, that talent, was taken away. So what are we really doing, DC, in a life? What are we really doing to find those things that we're gifted and talented to do? And we've always known that there were certain things in us that we needed to birth, but we always kept putting it off. We always kept saying, when this happens or when that happens. And then we started, and we've talked about this a lot, chasing those things that really didn't matter, like a big house and vehicles and money. And it wasn't until we put all of those things down, and for years you had been talking about business, and you know that God has given you an unbelievable, and you would never say this, but I am, an unbelievable capacity for business and understanding money. But it has taken us years, literally, to come full circle into our purpose. And so for those people this morning, DC, that are saying, wow, they're talking about me, can you just kind of talk a little bit about how you start to birth that purpose, how you get out of the stress, the depression, the fear, to birth it?
Wow, that's a lot of question right there.
It is a lot of question, but I wouldn't ask a lot of question if I didn't think that you had a lot to give. And I know that you
do. I just, for me, what I had to do, Carlette, was I had to start seeking what my purpose was. Mm. You know, and I had to come out of what I felt or what I thought was success, or what and everybody's situation is different. And for me, I'm no different in that it took a whole lot of failure.
Mm.
And it took a whole lot of trying to be what somebody else was for me to see that that's not really what I wanted to do. And it wasn't until, you know, I started to go through the recovery process. And I mean, I know mm-hmm. we say this all the time, but what happens is you start to do self inventories and moral inventories and find out, you know, who you know, what you're doing, what you like, what you don't like. And, you know, you start to seek God for answers and ask God to show you what have you been put here for. And I think that's why it's so important for us to get this to David early
mm-hmm.
so that he can get into his purpose a lot earlier. You know, a lot of people didn't wander out in the wilderness for 20 years like what we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they went straight into what they were going to do. In other words, you majored in journalism and you were in sales. I majored in behavior science, and I was in sales because we were basically seeking money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we let money be the guide to what we were doing,
mm-hmm.
when we should have been letting the love of what like right now, we like what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we enjoy what we do, and we really don't have to get paid to do it. Now, of course, we have to have money to pay
sure.
for our obligations. But, mm-hmm. you know, this is something right here. If I was independently wealthy, I would just love to do it anyway.
Right.
You know, so I think it what we as individuals have to do is find that thing that we love to do and the thing that God put us here for. But I think we to find that is your question.
Mm-hmm.
How do we find
mm-hmm.
that? And I guess the answer would be, no, I know the answer would be we have to seek that power that's greater than us, that's outside of us,
mm-hmm.
whom I choose to call God,
mm-hmm.
to find what our purpose is and wait for that deity to speak to us.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we talked to Deuce Christmas about last night was what we were dreaming about. And parents, you know what? This is a critically important conversation, and I don't know if many of us are having it. But we just got sort of an unction in our spirit that we needed to move away and have David move away from the video games, from so much technology. Because what we saw and what we're seeing is it's stifling. It is suppressing his growth, his mental capacity. And so we've been talking to other parents about it as well. And if your kid doesn't love video games, then guess what? They're the exception and not the rule. So he started asking questions. Now you can begin, once you take these things away, you can begin to have a dialogue that's not just a monologue. It's not just you talking and them just saying nothing. So he started to say, well, what did you and Dad start? What were you dreaming about? And so I began to share, and Dad began to share what we were dreaming about. But then what we told him is just what you said to our listeners, DC, is that we got sidetracked because money became almost a deity for us.
Right.
It became a god.
Absolutely.
And then it wasn't until, it's like you said, you see, and this is where people, don't you think people miss it right here? When they look at others and others make it look so easy.
Absolutely, because when you're in your calling, it really does look simple. It looks easy to others because it's just such a natural fit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how others are going to be when they get into their calling. You know, we see people who do things and say, wow, mm-hmm. how do they do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they were put here to do it. When you see somebody who can arrange things, a wedding, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, fall into the situation and know exactly where to tell everybody else to be and exactly mm-hmm. how to do it, you know, they were just put here for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, others preach, others teach. You know, you see them doing what it is that they do, and, you know, you say, wow, how can they do all of that? It's because they were put here to do it.
And then you look at them, and if you're not sure what your purpose is, you're not sure about your own gifts and talents because you have not taken the time, as you said, and you don't have to be in recovery to do an inventory, a life and
right.
self inventory, then you start wanting and coveting what others have because they make it look easy.
Absolutely. And because you really don't know who you are and what you want.
Mm.
You have no identity. And when you have no identity, you start looking outside yourself
mm-hmm.
to be identified.
Mm.
When all along it's on the inside, but you've got to find it. You know, you can search the whole world trying to find something when all along it was right inside you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and until you connect with that inner self
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, have that spirit at one with the spirit of your higher power, you really just can't seem to move forward.
Absolutely. And when I graduated from college in 1991, I was sure, I was absolutely sure I wanted to be Carol Simpson. You guys might remember she was an anchor woman for many years. And I just knew that I knew that I knew that I wanted to be in the news business.
Right.
But the more I was around the news business, I understood that it had become a business that could be toxic.
Well, and not only that, you know, when you were at KALB and they said, okay, we've got you taken care of, we've gotten you a job, and the job was in Waterloo, Iowa for $20,000. I mean, we were like,
right, WAFB.
Yeah, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna drag up for 20 grand.
Right,
and we're not realizing that, you know, when it's your passion, it's not about the money.
Right.
But we were young and didn't know. We should have picked up and went to Waterloo.
Right. But you know, God has a way of bringing you back to that thing. But I believe that news was never what it was that I wanted. Maybe I wanted what I saw someone else have. I knew that I had great gifts in those areas, but I didn't know how they would be used because I never took the time to inventory. All I could see was, and I don't even think it was 17, I mean 20, I think it was like $17,000. All I could see was, I worked hard, and I'm not going to Waterloo, Iowa for $17,000.
Absolutely. And when you love it, though, you know, and when God gives you provision, gives you the vision, he gives you the provision. And that's because we were small in faith at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because people with big faith pack up and roll,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they don't worry about the money. They just know that God is going to take care of them. If he put this love of this thing in me, and even though you may have not liked doing news, you were still going to end up with your calling,
mm-hmm.
with being on the microphone somewhere, which I believe, you know, God's promises are true, and you're still
mm-hmm.
on a microphone growing each day and trying to become the person that you believe God wants you to be. So, but I still think we're running 20 years behind.
Absolutely.
Because of not being obedient.
Right. And so, you know, you might say, gosh, you know, they talk about their lives a lot. But you know what? I think that it is, not only do I think, but it's therapeutic for us. And maybe you can look into our lives and the lives of other people and not have to make those same mistakes. And maybe you will start now, as we are, with our kids. And then as you start with your kids, I'm going to tell you, when you start talking to your kids and some of the most profound things come out of their mouth, and then just Christmas starts to say, well, what other gifts do you think that I have besides athletics? And then we start, okay, we got him. He's there. He's listening. Now he's wondering, what else is within me? Well, the question this morning that we would pose to you is, what else is not only in your kids, but is in you? And are you living with a sense of urgency? Hey, everybody, you're On Point, the official OPT network. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend.
Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avols Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective pest control services not only for your home, but for your business. You can phone them in Natchitoches. You can phone them in Shreveport and right here in Alexandria. In Alexandria, the number 318-448-4000. And then there's a toll-free number, 800-819-5323. Rayhide Paint and Body Works. Also McDonald's of Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union dedicated to excellence, and Davis One Stop. Now, if you're just joining this morning's conversation, it's 8:46. Of course, today is Momentum Monday. It's June 24th, and we're talking about living a life of urgency, or living a life with some sense of urgency, knowing that we're all going to die. We're not going to be here forever. And asking ourselves, what are we doing with the time that we do have? Excuse me. And during the break, this is what I wrote down, DC. What are we saying to ourselves and about ourselves? And let me just say this. I have a friend, and her mother, she said her mother would always say to her, I'm not going to make the decisions in life for you. And so all the decisions that she and her sister and brother made, they made on their own. And their parents just allowed them to make those decisions, to have those successes and to have those failures. And I wonder if we are encouraging our kids. I wonder if we're encouraging ourselves about life. And I wonder if we're asking ourselves the question. See, sometimes DC said, you know, we had been in the wilderness for 20 years, going around and around and around, really chasing those things at the end of the day that you figure out, things that don't put you close to your purpose. They don't put you in contact with your purpose. They're just things that you see others with. They, what I call them, and DC and I started calling them this years ago, we call them trappings of success. Now, the things aren't trappings unless you don't know who you are and whose you are. They can become trappings when you're chasing the big house, the big car, the big diamond, the money in the bank. You know, you're chasing all of these things and you never really find fulfillment. And so as I read this article by Stephanie Zamora, the article is entitled Living with a Sense of Urgency. Well, I started asking myself some questions like, you know, what do I want to do? What do I really want to do? And there are questions I think that each of us have to ask ourselves, and we've really got to get introspective. We've got to go within and meditate. are you in a place that it feels comfortable because you've got the right income, you've got the right title, you've got the right adulation of the people in your sphere or in your area, in your city, in your town, but you really don't have a sense of peace? You really know that there are some things in you that need to be birthed, but you keep saying, I have time, I'll get to it. And so at what point do you get to it? And DC and I, when we lived in Baton Rouge, we attended Bethany World Prayer Center. And Dr. Miles Monroe had come, and he had spoken. And he said, one of the things that he said, the richest place in the world, you'll never guess where it is. And he said, the richest place in the world is the graveyard. And that stayed with DC and I for years and years and years. And we wondered to ourselves, how can the richest place in the world be the graveyard? Maybe people got buried with their jewels and their diamonds and they took their things there. But no, really what he was saying, DC, is that the richest place in the world was the graveyard, because so many people have lived and died and never given birth, never found out what it was that they had. And when you look at all of the people who are doing great things, and those great things don't necessarily have to be measured. It doesn't mean that you have to be on any specific scale. Those great things, DC, are for certain people in certain places in certain times. And we cheat the world, we cheat ourselves, we cheat God when we don't get down to that. And then I started writing down legacy. When you've left this earth, what do you really want people to say about you and what you left here? Are you one of those people that was a provocateur, that you were toxic, that you were negative everywhere you went? You have people that have gifts and talents that are using them for crazy, insane stuff. You know? Or did you use what you had available to make a difference? And then sometimes you can think you're making a difference, but really you're just adding fuel to a fire. You know, so you really have to get honest with yourself.
It's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard.
It is hard. And I was sharing this with somebody the other day. It might have been the Wiley sisters. I said, you know, it's hard to self-evaluate. It's hard to look at your own stuff. It's easy to look at other people's stuff. But boy, when you really get honest with yourself, I'm going to tell you, it's so cathartic. It is so freeing. And that's why we can sit here and we can talk about our stuff and we can be free. I hear the music, so that means that you are on point. And this is Smart Talk for smart people. Got to take a break. We're back after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, Darlene St. Romain and her team. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving of Oils Parish. Get to a better state with Kyle and his team. You know, we want to always give you momentum, not just on Monday. And, you know, as DC and I were talking about getting ready for this morning and what we were going to be talking about, living with a sense of urgency really seemed to us to be a great way to get your momentum, to get you thinking, and really to get you and us to be honest with ourselves, because even though we share a lot about what's going on with us, we miss it a lot of times. But you know what? We're always on a constant search to be where we're supposed to be and to do what we're supposed to do. And at this point in our lives, we don't ever want to go back to following what others do because it looks good or it looks like they're having success. At this point in our life, we want to do those things that we're called to do. And you know, yesterday, as we were at church and the man of God was talking about, you know, writing down those things that you need from God, that you want from God, that you expect. And I just really felt a rearing up in my spirit that says, you know what? We're praying about all of these things that we want. We want financial success. We want our kids to be happy and whole. We want, you know, whatever it is. But you know what? We have to start understanding that you can pray and pray and pray, but it's not until you throw down the gauntlet and say, okay, I trust that I have what I say. I trust that I have what I've prayed for. And then you start living not only with a sense of urgency, but I think a sense of urgency equals a sense of purpose. And I am telling you, and I know many of you are just like us, have lost many loved ones, family members, friends, and you sit at those funerals and you listen to their life. You listen to their legacy. And I'm going to tell you, we work extremely hard every single day to continue to birth. And one of the things that we're birthing out is really inspiring others to be the best, to do the best, to find their dreams and their visions. And we know within that, we know that, see, we all want money. We all want financial stability. But what DC and I have learned is that money is a consequence. It is an absolute. When you're doing what you love. See, it comes, they go hand in hand. So if you're traveling in this morning or you're just getting there or you're at work and you say, you know what, you guys are talking to me. We would say to you this morning, start the birthing process. Even if it starts small, start with writing down those things that you dreamt of being and doing. And then begin to say, you know what? I didn't put that in me. A source much greater than myself put that in me. So how do I birth it now? How do I get it out there? One of the ways is starting with the Diversity in Action program, if it's a business. There's so many ways. There's so many resources. Hey, everybody, I'm getting a big rap sign. But you know what? We feel you in the spirit, and we know that this has moved on your heart. And we want to thank you, as always, for spending what we consider, and we hope you consider, at least one of the best parts of your morning. Thank you so much. We love you. God loves you even more than that. So don't forget to love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a momentous, momentous Monday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Have a great day. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift,